What do you guys use for hyperpigmentation? Do you prefer to use a dark spot corrector as a bleaching agent? Do you prefer to use a cream, a gel, an ointment? I have been searching high and low for years, even when I was in high school, for something that really got the job done. And I think the one thing that has worked best for me is turmeric. Turmeric has worked better than anything I can ever think of or imagine on the market, and it gives me such a glow and evens out my skin tone, and I drink it in my tea, use it as a mask, use it in a soap, use it as a paste. I mean, you name it. You ever heard of those people that rave about a particular product? I mean, it's like their holy grail. Well, that's how I feel about turmeric. Turmeric is my holy grail. It is the one ingredient that if I could put in everything, I would. Next to garam masala, that's my favorite spice, but that's neither here nor there. But today's podcast is all about my wonderful experience with turmeric. I started using turmeric in college. I believe I was watching a YouTube video with a YouTuber that was talking about using turmeric to remove dark marks and dark circles and any darkness that you want to get rid of on your body. And she made turmeric into a paste with water and let it sit, and then said that you rinse it off. But I didn't watch the end of the video where they warn you about staining. So I got in the shower, I had my turmeric paste, I was so excited. In my head, I thought that I would see results almost immediately. Well, that wasn't the case. And I applied the paste underneath my arms. I applied it all over my face, on my neck, and I let it sit. And then I realized I probably should have done this outside of the shower, because now I have to stand here for 10 minutes and wait for it to dry before I rinse it off. So I waited for it to dry, and then I wash it off, and seemed pretty easy to me, so I thought, until I got out and I had a white towel and the turmeric stained it. And I looked back into the shower and the floor was also a tinted golden yellow color. So I went and I got some cleaning supplies and I cleaned out the shower. And I put the towel into the wash machine and added some bleach and cleaned the towel. And I realized that turmeric does stain. It's not a permanent stain, so I thought it was, but it will stain surfaces. So please keep that in mind if you are going to start using turmeric. The next time I used turmeric, I was a little bit more experienced and I applied it as a mask on my face. Everything went well, and I started to notice that my skin was starting to look like I had a glow. And I made it a part of my weekly regimen to do a turmeric mask. And oh, I loved it so much that I applied it to my face right before my husband proposed to me. And I hinted that he may or may not propose, so I wanted to be prepared. And I applied the turmeric mask the night before he proposed. And it didn't fail me, thankfully. But the older I got, the more sensitive my skin got, and I realized that I couldn't use turmeric by itself anymore. I used to apply it with just the turmeric powder and water, and I ended up having to change the way I applied it and add sandalwood. I got that recommendation from a friend of mine to add sandalwood to the turmeric powder and apply it to the skin, because the turmeric on its own can be a bit harsh and burn and give you a burning sensation, and the sandalwood is a cooling sensation on the skin. So it kind of balances it out. So I did some research and I started looking for sandalwood powder, and I couldn't find anywhere that sold it for an affordable price, and I had trouble finding an organic brand that sold sandalwood powder in its true form without any additives or preservatives. So I ended up purchasing an Ayurvedic soap that contained turmeric and sandalwood, and I used that as a facial wash for about 2 weeks. When I started to see results, my dark marks were almost gone, my skin was a lot brighter, a lot tighter, my skin was more firm, my pores were getting smaller. So it was doing everything I wanted it to do. I didn't have any complaints, and I still don't. I'm still using it. What I do like about the soap is that it can be used for 2, 2.5 months, maybe past 3 months, depending how often you wash your face. And I have had my one bar of soap for over a month, and it still looks like I just opened it. I use it as directed. I lather up after washing my hands, because I don't wash my face with dirty hands. So I wash my hands and I lather up and then lather the soap and I wash my face with it. And then when I'm done, I dry it off where it's semi-damp, and I put it inside a glass container and let it air dry overnight. And they say when you let it dry completely, after each use, you get the most out of the bar of soap. So I believe that has something to do with it, because a lot of times when you have soap in your shower and it gets wet and soggy, it just tends to turn to mush or dwindles to nothing. So I make sure I dry it after each use. And that has made a difference for me, I believe. But For those of you that are thinking about trying turmeric on your skin and you're not quite sure where to start, I would definitely start with a soap. It's affordable, it's about $1.50, and can't beat that. You can use it for 2 months, 3 months, probably even longer, depending on how often you wash your face or your body, you know, depending on what you're using it for. And it will get rid of your dark marks. It will tighten your skin. It will firm your skin. It will shrink your pores. It will brighten your skin. It will give you a glow. And I've gotten all of those things from just a bar of soap. And because I have sensitive skin, I haven't gotten any of the negative effects of the turmeric versus if I were to use it by itself. And the added benefit of using the soap versus the powder, turmeric powder and sandalwood powder, is there's no staining on your surfaces. So that was a plus for me, considering I use turmeric in its natural form for over 4 years. So that was a plus. The other way I use turmeric is in my tea. I don't know if you guys have heard of people talking about this golden milk that they drink before bed. And I haven't tried it yet, to be honest, but I'm eager to try it soon. Because I saw a recipe on TikTok that kind of tickled my fancy. It had turmeric, milk of your choice. I normally drink either pea milk or almond milk. And it had cinnamon and allspice and some other spices in it, but it had turmeric in it. And they said that the golden milk was good for those that had trouble sleeping. So I normally take melatonin at night, so I figured that would be a good alternative to take something more natural to help me sleep at night. And the other alternative is to drink it in a tea. So for those of you that are tea lovers out there, there's a company called Numi Tea that makes a perfect turmeric blend, and I highly recommend it. It contains turmeric, licorice root, and ginger, and kid you not, this stuff is so good. So if you liked all the tips and tricks that I recommended in this podcast, please leave me a comment or a like, and I'll hear you guys next time. See ya.